Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Bander podcast. My guest today, Michael Bartlett.
Good tag.
Guten tag. We've only been here for an hour.
I've been very sleepy.
Very sleepy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by manscaped.com. You have one? Do you have one?
Oh, no. I tell you what, and I wish I had one, Colin.
Well, I have about 19 of them in the house, so I can get you one.
I don't have a Manscaped, and my scrotum right now looks like a sanitary bin.
Okay.
Just bloodied rags.
Okay, right. I didn't know you were going.
That's just...
So it's bald, but you've cut it to shreds?
It's not even... I wouldn't even say there's... You couldn't use the word ball in anything to do with my scrotum now. It's just... It's torn asunder.
Torn asunder.
It's like the reputation of Jeffrey Epstein. Mm-hmm. Ruined. There's no comeback. I don't think it'll ever heal. It's raw.
There's a charcuterie in my bin.
Yeah.
Shaved meat everywhere.
It's... Like a butcher's apron, my knickers. Well,
ladies and gentlemen, Manscaped.
To be honest with you, I don't even think the hair is coming off. I'm just taking the skin off. The hair is still there.
It's still there.
So I just have hairy raw testicles. But that's because I didn't use
Manscaped.com. The hair's the only thing holding together. Yeah. Manscaped, of course, is the world's leading device when it comes to taking care of your nether regions. Yeah?
Yep.
I do have about 7 of them. I'll blow the dust off one of them and give it to you. only one use, I promise. Manscaped.com, just cut the shit, guys. Go get the care package. It's like a little leather wash bag. It's got the Manscaped 4.0. It's got the weed whacker.
Speaking of little leather wash bags, my scrotum right now looks much like that bag you're talking about.
But fear inside, not, because you got ball toner in there.
You're joking
me. It's a magic serum you rub in your pouch.
Who's Paul Toner?
Ball toner.
Oh, ball toner. Gotcha.
I do know a ball toner. Tell you, in fact. you get it all in there. It's got a pair of boxers in there, soft. They're soft. And ball toner, ball deodorant, if you got those Worcestershire nuts going on. And if you go to manscaped.com, use the code GEMBAM1, you get 20% off your purchase. And they're not giving them away, so that's quite substantial. I'm going to start this podcast before we get sued by major man corporations.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Regarding the last cam read, we're going to need a bit of a make good for that. Anyway, Mickey Bartlett's here. This is your idea, wasn't it? You were like, we haven't done it, but what have you to promote this time?
Nothing.
I've just missed you.
I just haven't fucking seen you in ages.
And you're like, do you want a podcast? I was like, oh, what's he got coming up?
Like,
no. You're sniffing his tampon like a motherfucker.
I just went, new year, new me.
What is it? Bulbous?
Bulbous oil. I've taken the essence of a helmet. Drained it in.
Helmet. There was a while where I was fully, I think it was when I was getting quite nervous before a lot of gigs. Mm-hmm. You know, and I always felt like, I was like, oh, I can't breathe through one nostril. And then I would take that, what's that fucking noise? I would take that shit.
Like Sinex stuff or something like that?
What's that noise now?
Did it fix itself?
Seems to have.
Anyway. For a while when I was doing gigs. No, aye, it's the fucking Sudafed up the nose.
Aye.
But I don't know what the American version of it is, but people are like fully strung up on it because it does the thing that you're trying to cure. So you spread up your nose, aye. The nose opens the way up. And then when it dies off, it shuts up again. So you need it all the time.
Yeah, because I seen a guy, it might have been a TikTok, a guy I saw talking about it where he went to like an emergency room or something. Yeah. And the doctor was like, I can't believe they fucking still sell that stuff. It's that bad for your nasal passageways. Mm-hmm. I think that's all right, but that's just the wee fucking...
Well, that's just oil, isn't it?
It's just the wee fucking...
That's taken from the ulb.
I just like the smell of it.
The ulb of the ulbus plant. Big thing in Asia, you know, you walk around Vietnam and they're all like, because they're taking in so much dirt. You know what I mean? They're like, they're smoking at the same time, but they're like, this is gonna tear me out here. And these, what flavor's yours today?
Don't know. It's found in my pocket. And having where the gilets since last winter.
Pocket
fluff. Strawberry ice, but it tastes like dust. I think it's old.
There must be a shelf life in them bad boys.
Probably not good for me at all.
But I tell you what, that I'll Sudafed up the nose. Nothing works quicker. If there was another drug that worked as quick as that for whatever ailment you had, to be amazing.
There is.
What is it?
It's cocaine.
It would be cute if they started doing like the wee dispenser for coke. You know, it looked like you were doing something medical.
There was a point where, don't ask me how I know this, but I saw somebody getting coke delivered. Well, I wasn't taking it now. I haven't done that. But
like an Amazon driver?
They were getting it in the wee fucking plastic things you put PCR tests in.
Yeah. Aye.
Genius.
Because then it comes out and we...
And it's I think it's exactly a gram of cocaine goes into one of those wee...
Stop.
Ingenuity, man.
The price of... I remember McDonald's had a wee tiny spoon for your coffee. And they had to ban those because it was exactly like something.
A wee bump? I fuck, it would have been, yeah.
I don't know what the fuck measurement it was, but it was exactly... You just go like...
Aye.
Give me a fucking McFlurry! I won't fucking won't park up, you bitch! Give me a knife! Call that a happy meal. Watch this. We were talking just before the podcast that now my new thing that keeps getting served up to me on TikTok is people's dog's last day on Earth.
Christ.
But why? I mean, tough wank, but you know, you play through it. But I was just laughing at the fact that every single one of them buys them a McDonald's. Like, it seems to just be like their last day, and they're like, well, we did this one time before and you shit up the walls, but you'll be dead in an hour, so Here's a fucking, a big tasty.
I would dare say it's mostly just American dogs' last day on Earth. It's not like fucking Donegal dogs' last day on Earth. A farmer walks up a field with a gun on the dog and goes back with a gun. Yeah.
You can eat cabbage like every other day, you bastard.
Thanks, lad.
That was another fucking wormhole I went down. Like, a guy who trained gun dogs, I was watching it for hours. Guy's just sitting there with like six Labradors, and then you'll be watching, some guy's like, shoots a duck, and he's just like, Meg, go. And the dog just takes off, and the other ones just sit there perfectly still.
How do you do that?
You beat them.
Is that how you...
I don't think the life of like gun dogs is particularly good outside of...
Because I've seen one like a sheepdog, and the guy's just sitting there, and the dog's just in the backseat of the car. He's like, shh. And it's fucking just... dogs...
Can't whistle.
Whistle.
Whistle. Going ahead, Lucky.
Whistle.
But the dog just fucking like does the whole thing, brings all the sheep back.
Yeah.
And I go, how do you, what's day one of that?
Oh, fuck.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
What's the induction course to being a sheepdog?
It's, I don't know.
I used to go out with a girl who, her dad was a farmer, and
I used to go out with a sheepdog.
I used to go out with a sheepdog.
And, gun bite.
They would get like when the older dog was getting like its last 2 or 3 years worth of work in it.
Yeah,
they would get a puppy to hang about with it.
Yes.
So the other dog kind of trained the, and that's fair enough. I go, I'm with you on that one.
But from scratch.
But from scratch. Who was the first one?
It is in them.
Aye.
Naturally, like you know, Maureen's family have a collie, and it's not a proper sheepdog. It's quite small and like shy, but it's shit at fetch. It's shit at everything. But it will just collect things in an area for you.
Aye.
So an untrained collie is like, well, I'd bring things back to this. So you throw like sticks for it, it'll just bring the stick back to an area. And you throw another stick and it'll bring it back over here.
It doesn't bring
it back to you to throw.
Aye.
It just collects things in there. So it's like in them. It's a bit like a pit bull will eat the throat of a toddler.
Uh-huh.
It's in them.
It's just in them.
It hasn't really trained them to do it. It's just like...
And a chihuahua will make every man look like a fucking poof.
Yes, I like a chihuahua though.
I like myself. I also like poofs.
I have told you the story before about going to like an afters in uni, and this girl who was like had a bit of money about her, and her dad bought her a house. She wasn't staying in halls or whatever. She's like, "Well, I'll go back to my house. I got a new puppy." And I walked in the room and was like, "Oh my god, it's hammered, like so cute." No, and went to pet this chihuahua, and it bit me like in between my thumb, and bled all over the place. And then she walked out of the kitchen with a wee tiny Yorkie, and I was like, "This isn't the puppy." Fucking bitch. I'll eat you fucking bitch. Don't have many small dogs and tell me you got a puppy. Aye. And they're lost.
They're nasty. And like I once also went out with a girl who had a Jack Russell, and it was like a nasty wee bastard. Like,
yeah.
Like its play bite was like too. Like, you know that kind of fucking.
There's a lot of.
But I figured out with that, it couldn't close its mouth around a fist, so I just put my entire fist in its mouth. I'm like, what are you fucking gonna do now, you wee dick? What are you gonna do? Looking at it, fuck, what are you gonna fucking do?
Fuck, I seen it.
Later, I'd put my entire fist and
I couldn't close my mouth, entire cock in its mouth. I seen a video of someone, I don't know, but like one of these Belgian fucking, what are they called?
Waffles?
Malinois or something? Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, yeah.
It's like an Alsatian, but like a bit more streamlined.
Yeah.
And it went for this guy, and in the most calm way, he just put its arm out, bit the arm, grabbed it with the neck, onto the floor, got on top of it with his knees. And you're like, that man's been bit before. He's been attacked by attack dogs in the past. They're mental, those videos of like the training ones where they just like fucking, there'd be some perpetrator on the other side of a car and the two windows are down. The dog just goes clean through the car and bites him in the back.
But it's also whenever you see that dog before it goes, it's just like,
oh yeah, it loves it.
Like, and then all of a sudden, just
yeah,
they're terrified. Like I've seen a few.
He's like, gotta go. He's like, I'm about to eat this McDonald's. And I gotta fucking eat some cunt to death.
McDonald's are like John Cena for dogs.
Is it time?
Just a fucking say, what am I to do to get a fucking Happy Meal around here? Die!
Every time a fucking.
I'd be faking it if I was a dog. You come down one morning, I'd be like, ah! Pretending my back end didn't work at all, and they'd be like, do you want a McDonald's? Aye, and just eat it and get up and stroll away.
Every time you drive past McDonald's, I'd do press ups as a dog. I'm all right. Loads of time left. I'm still young, when you pop.
Take me to the vet. I'll go to the vet.
We see my hand right now. Do you have thumbs?
Have you ever had to take an animal to a vet's?
Yeah, my dog, I had to take him to get fixed. To get his ballocks cut off.
Get his ballocks cut off.
I was heartbroken.
They're chaos, like vets. Yeah. You know, you don't know what you're going to fucking... I remember being younger and like we had a guinea pig for some reason. And the guinea pig just had some horrific abscess thing on its back. And we took it... Standard.
Whereabouts on its back was it?
In the middle of it.
I probably had the same thing.
And I had to take it, looked like just a round snack a jack in the middle of its back. Oh, and we had to take it to the fucking vets and that. And I was like, this was £6 out of jollies or something. Can I just throw it in the sea? Instead of getting a vet bill for like 300 quid.
Colin Murphy told me one time that he had a dog that had to get a tooth out. So he sent it to the vet to get his tooth out. So the vet knocked it out. Opened it. Fuck.
Take out, you bastard.
Took a couple of ghosts.
Ah.
Fucking brass knuckles. It was wrong here. But he says that knocked it out, went to look at his back teeth and found all these tumours in his throat.
Cute.
And the vet phoned him and just went, listen, fucking look in the dog's throat. It's fucked. You're better off if I just don't even wake it up. Like, I'll just fucking give another wee injection. That'll be it. Murphy's like, all right, okay, no problem. I had to tell the family all that shit and you lose the dog. And he said when he got the bill from the vet, they charged him for taking the tooth out. Like, what a cunt. What a wanker. Like,
what do you even do with it once the dog's dead?
I know.
Well, I've no idea.
You don't put that under your pillow so you can get a pound.
Just put that back in there. What a sneaky bastard. That'd be such a side hustle for a vet. Just, you know,
he probably sold it. Nothing wrong with it. Just sold the dog.
You know, like fucking BBLs on a dog and all. Listen, by the time we find the tumors, we'd already done the boob job and the new nose. So unfortunately,
we bleached the skin and
we bleached the anus.
Completely reversed the gender. Found out.
We had a full fur change, but unfortunately, for the chimps,
put them in the eye box and everything because I know you wanted a cat.
Oh, for fuck's
sake! It's fucking loud. But remember, like when I had to take my dog, I like didn't want him to get his balls cut off.
Right.
And now it makes way more sense for like it's so stupid. Whenever we got it, so I was like, listen, I don't think we should get his balls cut off. He's only a pup, it'll be alright. And my girlfriend was like, no, but there's loads of different things here. Like, it's just like, you know, they're less aggressive. And then she went, they have significantly less chance of getting testicular cancer.
I was like, significantly?
I was like, well, obviously. You've no chance.
Same way Oscar Pistorius can't sprain an ankle.
As I said, you have no chance of getting such
significantly
less. Cutting your flaps off to make sure, are we? Like, significantly less. That's what he got it afterwards.
You know, you leave one bit of bollocks on, and here I am, tumoured up.
Oh God!
But like where we took him, got his balls cut off, and then a week later I had to take him in just to like look after his stitches.
Okay.
And I opened the door of the vet's office, and he just pissed through the door. And I was like, that's my boy. Fucking take no prisoners a lot.
Fucking patient all over the place.
But they are meant, because I know, like, he'd be quite a nice dog. But if he's on a lead and there's other dogs, but he freaks out.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a different time we were in. And the vet was like, he doesn't bite or anything, does he? And I was like, no, he's grand. And she went to pick him up, and he immediately went for her. Because he had that thing of, like, I was behind him, and he there's behavioural things where dogs are like, that's my fucking, that's my guy. We've got a thing going on, and if you fuck this up, I'm going to kill you so you don't hurt him. And I was like, class, man. And I tried to pick him when he fucking bit me too, the cunt.
I can smell my balls in here from the last time. And then that Ben.
Still got a 5% chance of getting testicular cancer.
do you no harm having, you know, a bit of chemical castration the other time. Just so you get something done. You know what I mean? You know, you're fucking dealing with nine fucking boners an hour.
I was watching, I was telling you before we started recording, the Judd Apatow thing about Gary Shandling.
Oh, why?
There was a point where he was in his 60s and he was talking to David Letterman and he's like, I don't take Viagra. He goes, I'm so glad I don't get erections anymore.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of bad decisions I've made in my life with an erection, I don't have to worry, about that.
it must be fun sometimes. You know when you're like, you jump out of bed and go about your day without just being like, ah, what the heck?
Aye.
Can everyone leave me alone for a minute here? Aye, I'm absolutely bricked up over here.
The amount of time, yeah, the times you go, well, I just need to have a wank now just to eat breakfast. Just to function.
You run out of milk?
Any horseradish?
I realised the other day our household just falls apart when there's no milk in the house. I had to make Eddie like pot. I had to like fake him milk. I had to literally like, I made him this porridge thing. And he's like, no. And I was like, there are children in Portadown starving to death and you won't eat this porridge. I had to like fucking fake a Weetabix into it. No, this is a nightmare. I could have just went to the shop. Fuck, it's children, man. Nightmare.
Oh, man.
What are your thoughts on children? Have them or not?
No. I have a niece and a nephew, right? So my nephew goes to primary or to like play school. My man and dad look after him about 11:30. My wee niece is only 5 months old. And the two of them are in the house, all cute as fuck. Cutest kids in the world. My sister comes home from work, and because their ma's back, they just fucking... It's just, they're just hyper and glad to see her.
Mm-hmm.
But it just becomes this fucking screaming competition. And I'm like, I be sitting there like, I've been here 40 minutes and I'm already fucking done with having kids forever.
Oh yeah, that's...
That's exhausting. Like,
it is a bit like dogs or something. It's, you know, people are always like, I've got a dog, I know what it's like. It's similar, as in... It, you can't turn it off.
Aye.
It's on, you know, you could see someone else's kid for an hour and be like, oh, it's a good crack and all. Yeah. Cute baby.
Oh, I knew like fucking...
But it's the all the time.
Aye.
It's like that Louis C.K. joke. He's like, it's just the days.
Yeah.
The days and days. Yeah.
Yeah, we just eat over the sink now and fucking...
Eat over the sink, fucking, you know, even when he goes to bed and you're like, I am at... Like, there's days where you've been like, I should go to a doctor and see if there's anything actually wrong with me.
Mm.
How tired I am right now. But you still stay up to fucking, you know, like 1 o'clock. Because you're like, well, I need some sort of day to myself.
Aye.
So I'll watch 9 Yellowstones here.
Yeah.
With my cowboy hat on.
See, that's, I think there's been too many points now, like in the last couple of years, because I've been living by myself, where I'm like, I've just cracked in the wee bottle of Jameson.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting here.
Yeah.
Because I'm like...
I will admit, like, I probably...
I mean, I'll die alone and young.
Aye, but that's, you know what I mean? What you're doing. You're basically planting a seed for about 30 years' time.
Yeah.
When you have a kid, that's what you're doing. Because, you know, you're like, stress, 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 stress. And then eventually you just go, you know, like, you wouldn't pop the Tesco's for me and get all my stuff because I come to fucked.
I've shit myself again.
You're only 41.
I know.
But why do you think, oh, children? For God's sake.
The past thing's on to the next generation.
Do something for me. That's, yeah, you go fucking third world with it. As soon as they can hold a shovel.
Aye, the fuck.
Get outside. Do you know how to pick rice, bitch? Well, all you have to do is walk to the shop. You don't have to work in the field all day.
Get the Mexican one, it's nicer. I don't know, it's weird, because I think, like, I do think now, because I'm 36 this year, I've left it too long. I think it's just too long.
Well, it's never too long for a fella. Because you know, there's old boys busting and young chicks, like.
I reckon I fucking drank myself...
I think I was right on the cusp, you know, 30.
You did it wrong.
32, 33 or something. That's right on the cusp.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? You wouldn't be like wanting to be like nearly 40 and then having a kid.
Aye, yeah, yeah.
And then when it's like 10, 12 or something, you're like 50.
Aye.
You don't want to be.
Yeah. Because that's the thing, even like, because Keezy's 42 this year.
Mm-hmm.
And his eldest has gone to uni.
Yeah.
And you're like,
that's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it, absolutely.
Even if you're like young and you're like, oh, there was tough times, early doors.
Aye.
That's what you want
to
do.
But now he's got like a mate to hang about with.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
And she came to the gig in Manchester and, you know, her dad's there with a business card trying to buy weed.
Aye.
Class.
Attaboy.
So if you take anything away from this podcast today, bust early. Bust young and early.
Absolutely.
As long as you're young.
The younger the better.
As long as you're young.
14, 15, what a head behind. I do think that sometimes of like, I went to school with people that were, you know, 16 when they had fucking kids.
Aye.
And you go, Jesus Christ. Like, by the time you're 30, Your kid's like fucking...
Now, who's this cunt?
Yeah, like...
Is this fucking guy in my house?
Year round.
Like, yeah. I honestly think my dad was a wee bit like that.
Aye.
You just grow up too quickly and you're like, who is this fucking ape in my house here? Eating everything, sitting on the couch. Get the
can't
fuck...
Can't even beat him in a fight, fuck's sake.
Get the fuck out of here. I think I did do that to my dad once. Bit of a domestic going on. He's fucking all by my face and I went like that there and he flinched a wee bit and I was like, you know, like a fucking DiCaprio. Gotcha. There it is. Would you beat your dad in a fight?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Murder him.
Yeah. I'd beat your dad in a fight.
The only thing is, if weirdly my dad, 65, if he started tickling me, there's nothing I can do. 16 stone with boxing training for 3 months, and if he tried to tickle me, I'd be like, are you in? He knows my spots.
I just imagine you getting home, you calling into the parents and rolling on your back like a dog, and he's just like, yeah, it's my
boy.
Get you in the head. Long, right?
Tell a joke. We need to hear him.
How's the boxing training going, Michael?
Yes.
Some mornings you just wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Or you just have a long day at work and there's still more to do. Maybe you've been feeling like you just can't catch a break.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We never know what type of day we'll have, but Calm can help you handle every day. Do you have the Calm app, Michael?
No, but I do take a lot of...
We'll beep that out. Calm helps you stress less, sleep more, and live happier, healthier life. Their guided meditations, sleep stories, relaxing music tracks, and daily movement sessions are all designed to give you the tools to improve the way you feel. When was the last time you did a breathing exercise?
Oh, Christ. Oh, I'm not even breathing now.
You know,
I'm so f***ing stressed because I don't have Calm, you see.
Yes, exactly. And we'll beep all that. over 100... Guess how many people use this? 100 million people around the world use Calm. Even if you've never meditated before, you'll get the support you need to reduce stress, improve focus, and uplift your mood. The sleep stories help you drift off quickly to recharge your brain. I've used that. Me and Maureen have used that. There's Kelly and Murphy reading stories about Ireland. And he's like, "Go here we are outside Dunluce Castle. It's very relaxing." Yeah. Haven't heard that.
Tell what I'm going to do. Cool, Helen.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Sleep. It's great.
I said f***ing sleep.
We're getting dropped. And if that sounds good to you, guys, you need to go to calm.com/banter. You'll get a special offer of 40% off Calm Premium subscription, and new content is added every week. So relax. Calm's got everything you need for a happier and healthier you. That's calm.com/banter for 40% off. Now back to the podcast.
Hey, it's a class one. I've a bit of a sore rib.
Have you any pronounced obliques coming in, or abs, or...
My back is fucking massive. Mm. So I've been weight training for a couple of months as well.
Mm.
And then weirdly, I've been like, I'm the same weight, but I've slimmed down.
That's the muscle.
But my back's like fucking...
That's the muscle.
It's class and I'm enjoying it.
That's just coming.
Get
some of those top lit photos, you're like...
Aye, gadoosh.
Just fucking rolling it all about like a barrel of snakes.
I don't like getting up at 6 in the morning and punching the... I do, weirdly, man, it's fucking... There's something about getting hit. Because I've been sparring with Sean Haggerty and Shane. And there's something about when you get hit hard in the head and you go, "That was class, man." You're really? Fully like, do that again. Like, get off, motherfucker.
Have you been properly like rattled by anybody yet?
Sean bust my lip last week. The first
did
punch.
You feel so, him, were you a bit like, oh, Jesus?
So what happened was, it was the week before. Week before last, me and Sean sparred. And it was like the wee fucking raptor arms, right? I have to get hit to get hit on somebody.
You know what I mean? Alligator arms.
I just wee fucking T-Rex Bartlett. Fucking. So... The first time we were sparring, I was trying to figure out how to, like... At one point, I was just walking towards Sean like that. And just, like, eating him in the gloves. And then trying to get him close enough to hit him. But I hit him with a left hook that staggered him. And I was like, fucking...
Take that. Nice.
Ba-da-da. So I got him again, the same fight. And then the next week, I was like, right, he's going to fall for this left hook thing again. And I could, like... He was just setting him up to the point where I was throwing a left hook that looked like it was taking about 5 minutes to throw. Because he was that far ahead of him, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But we were sparring, the first fucking punch he threw, I was giving Mayweather stuff, and he just fucking pow right in the kisser. And I remember being like, he'll not do that again, and he hit me again. I was like, you can't. And I could just feel my lip just fucking like.
That's it. The last thing you expect up after you just been punched is the same thing again.
In the exact same spot. Like.
And that's just, you know, like if you actually land a punch, you're like, where's my daddy?
Straight away. Like, there's been a couple of times, because he's just insanely fit, especially compared to me. Like,
yeah.
there's been a couple of times where like he's hit me with two or three punches and my arms just went down by my side and I've been like, just give up, man. Like, there's no point. Just fucking give up.
I'd be fucking doing laps till there was 30 seconds left in the fight.
I also am having a really hard time dealing with fucking wearing a mouth guard. Like, I keep bugging. Nice. Sense of gag reflex, so I'm constantly going, wait.
If you bug in the ring, for anyone that doesn't know, there's a comedians boxing match happening. I'm sure everyone does know, but you're fighting McCarney.
All right.
McCarney's a shifty cunt because everyone's like, you know what he's like? He's shifty, you don't know what the crap. But then you said you've seen footage of him shadow boxing. It was bad.
But then me and McCarney's the only fight where neither one of us is trying to.
It's you a say
weird
that?
One. It's a weird one because when we first talked about it, I had said, I thought it was going to be me and Paddy McDonald because we're about the same stature.
Girth.
Same height, fat cunt. Right? and then Paddy had boxed before, so everybody was like, well, we can't fight Paddy because that wouldn't be fair. So then I went, what about McCarney? Or Shane maybe said McCarney, whoever it was anyway. I said to McCarney, man, I think we're fighting. And McCarney went, I guess. Like, dead quick. And I immediately went, I'm going to the gym. Because I thought it was just going to be a bit of crack. But then it turns out McCarney's been fucking... He's been training, like...
He has been training. He sent me a picture. He was eating fucking cauliflower or something, you know?
That's why his ears are going to be him.
Oh, exactly, is right.
But it's fucking class crack, like.
Do you think you or anyone else will just keep boxing?
Yeah, I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
Sean Haggerty's the same as well.
Do you know what you should do? They box next door here. I'd love to do a wee bit. You should just, like, once you're all done and dusted and healed up.
I want to be healed up once you put my fucking fist in ice.
We should go in there and learn how to.
Because I've been training.
It's just
with,
handy.
Like,
fucking, it's just right there. Like.
It's weird training with, like, because Sean McCombs, we've done a wee bit of sort of, like, gentle sparring. And he's a mad con, so he's like, you can hit me as hard as you want.
Yeah.
It'll not hurt me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I will it not. But my brain's going, don't even touch him, because if he gets the red mist, you're fucked. So we're just fucking messing about sparring. And it's a weird thing to watch as, like, a professional boxer where you go, he's not moving that quick, but I don't know where the fuck he is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He just knows the technique to fucking... So you'd be standing throwing wee jabs and all of a sudden he's behind you and you go, I didn't see you do that.
Well, that's
it's
it. Like,
it's insane.
Like, everything looks easy. Like, you know, you fucking... in any sport.
Aye.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you wouldn't have done it, like, tens of thousands of times and then they do certain moves and you're just like, wow, that's so...
It's graceful.
Professional.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even like the guy I'm training with in Lurgan, and I have this, it's Stephen Hawking, because people keep going, Stephen Hawking, and I'm like,
Hawking? How do you spell that?
H-A-U-G-H-I-A-N.
Okay.
So he's, but see me, he's 38, but like we'll be doing a warm-up, and he'll just be chatting to us, and I'm going, so like, there was one day where me and Haggerty were knackered and we both just started like just trying to chat to him about, just like when you had a sub teacher, like, Missy, you married? Just to get him in.
What's your favourite colour?
We were like, could you fight again tomorrow, like if you were to go into it? And he was going, nah, I wouldn't be fit enough. And I'm going, what the fuck are you talking about? You were doing double unders and chatting to me about just your weekend.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's an insane, it's, because I think it's probably... It's probably the fittest or the hardest physical training you can be doing out of most sports anyway, because like you're using everything.
Yeah.
Like I had no idea how tired my fucking legs would get from throwing punches.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Bouncing on your fucking... And you skip a lot too, so you probably are better than most people.
That's the thing. Like that bit's... But it's even like with... Like when I've done... Like, the times we did Muay Thai, whenever I was doing Taekwondo back in the day.
Taekwondo.
At least you could kind of fucking... Your legs were getting a break because you were... There's a lot more dancing about.
Yeah.
Than in boxing, where you're like, this fucker's coming straight at me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, in if you're kickboxing or something like that, there's a chance somebody might kick you, so you're a bit more careful.
Well, you can't, like, mix it up.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just, like, all here, just trying to, you know.
And it's fucking, it's class. I've genuinely loved it, like.
Lethal. That'd be, I mean, like, comedians boxing would be a different story next year if everyone just kept training.
Man, I think it'd be, like, yeah, you could absolutely do it next year, like.
Who would I fight next year?
You and McCann could have a good fight, couldn't you?
No, I wouldn't fight McCann. He shouldn't legally. He's like Willie. He shouldn't be legally. Right.
Would
legally
you fight Ronan Boyle?
Aye, not the 11th. I've seen some footage. I've seen some footage.
Fucking scary.
Which, like, had confirmed my thoughts. What you have there is a load of comedians fighting each other.
Blood.
Yeah, the fucking thunderous.
It was terrifying.
Yeah, he can actually punch, you know what I mean? seen some footage of some people faffing about on some pads, like.
Aye.
And he's just like, whoom,
it's
big fucking uppercuts.
Just sounds like shotguns going off.
Jesus Christ. But it is hard. You only have a small amount of people. So some of the matchups are going to be weird. Like,
aye. You know, some of them are a bit like. Because McKegney fucking broke his legs as well. So he was out. Because I think, was he supposed to fight Hegarty?
His footwork, not great.
Head, body, head, leg. So there's a couple of mixed matches. Like Sean Haggerty's fighting Pete Giffen, which isn't fair.
No.
Like, and their trash talk's been amazing. But like, there's times they've said things to each other that have hurt my feelings. And it's good enough to do me. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, fuck.
I've seen some things online where I felt like texting both of them.
Aye.
Lads, lads, whoa, Jesus Christ, it's only a fist fight. Calm down.
It's only potential brain injury. I mean, listen, put it this way. You have significantly less chance of getting testicular cancer.
What, he's punching you in the teeth?
Aye. It's fucking...
I want to see something. I want to see someone take something to heart and just get real nasty with it. That's what aye. I want to see. I want to see family members jumping in the ring.
Yeah. I reckon with Shane, if Shane gets hit hard, because even sparring with him, if you land anything on him, because he's got, and it's the same with Hegarty, I think fellas that play a lot of soccer, there's a weird football competitiveness in them.
Okay.
So if you land anything, their eyes change, and you're like, that wasn't hard, but you're like, in your brain, you've gone, you just, that's a goal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I reckon Shane will fucking, if he gets hit hard and loses temper, he'll fucking empty, and he's good too, like he hit me in the ribs on Monday and it's still sore.
God damn.
Who else?
I didn't really give a fuck about it at the start, but now as it approaches now, I'm like, I probably should have done it just for this.
But again,
the community.
But at the same time, and I've said this many, many times, and I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. If somebody was to be fighting you, somebody else would need 8 months training.
But I can't fight.
No, but I've seen you hit pads, and you're very quick and fucking very, very strong.
That was recorded live at a gym of Bangor when I hit a pad.
That'll just be a fucking... But yeah, I'm very sorry. I just talked over it. It was a very funny joke there.
make me laugh.
Aye, so like you would... Because who could you get to fight you? It had to be somebody...
It would have been Dave, I think, this year if he was up for it.
Aye.
You know?
I think would Dave do it next year?
I don't know, he might. I think what's going to happen is the people who aren't doing it are going to turn up and see a big show and be like, fuck, this would be class, right. Actually.
I think you're going to get some people who do it who are like, I'm never doing that again.
Yeah.
And I'm just fucking really enjoying it. And there's something about it as well where, like, I don't know if it's an adrenaline thing. See, when you do stand up for as long as we've been doing it and you do big gigs and stuff like that, it takes a lot to scare you. And then all of a sudden somebody's hitting you and your body's going, this is fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know. It's weird because, like, most of the experience I've had is doing jiu-jitsu, but it's actually, I would do it and be like, oh, this is very calming.
Mm.
Even though it's quite, you know, it's a stressful situation, you're being choked or whatever. But there's a load of time you do it with your fucking eyes closed. You know, you're like lying on your back, like, we're just wrestling about here, we're figuring out the techniques. Aye. You're not really like, I mean, that one time with the guy, we had like Shark Tank, a guy who was training for a fight.
And which is that just one after the other?
One after starting in a position, like starting on top of him, and he had to get up and away.
Aye.
And he would fucking shrimp out of it and get up. But no one was like, this is an MMA drill. And someone basically quietly was like, if you got gloves, you can strike back a wee bit or aye. Whatever. But I didn't have gloves. I just turned up for a fucking Tuesday morning, you know.
Aye.
I go for a lunch after this. And the guy fucking shoots out from under me, gets up, bang, bang. And I was like, whoa, whoa, hey, we're not all fighting at the weekend, bro. Have a gig tonight.
Aye. They hit you hard too, like?
Well
then we fucking MMA gloves must hurt like fuck, do they not?
He wasn't like, you know, it kind of was like sparring level. But he was, when someone hits you when you're not expecting to be hit.
Aye.
With a wee small glove, you're like, what the fuck, bro?
I don't like it.
I'm going for a subway after this. I'd like to be able to chew it.
Aye, there's been a no couple of fucking, like, aye, fucking hell. See, I was like, there was a point where a couple of, because we're in two different teams, and a bunch of them went down to Holy Trinity Boxing Club and somewhere in Belfast. Is it West Belfast? I can't remember. Apologies, because I wasn't there. But
you better be
right. I seen some of the fucking, like, some of the shapes. Like, Sean McAlevey's nose was just halfway across his face at one point from sparring 19-year-olds that are fucking
that's it.
Actual amateur boxers.
Is that the one where Ian Thompson had a
Ian Thompson nose, half nose as well?
God.
I think fucking Rich McPeak got a couple of digs of the bake as well.
Do you feel safer with the helmet on? Or does it slow you down a wee bit?
I feel safer with the helmet on, but even though I know it's not...
Just in the car and just
yeah, yeah.
In the bath.
You can't get on a bad size one. But I do, but I think, I don't know what it is. There's something about the, you don't feel as bad hitting somebody. I think it's because it protects your face as well.
Yeah.
Like your nose is kind of in behind it.
Yeah.
So you can sort of fucking take it on the helmet.
My favourite.
So I like it better with the helmet on. I feel like you can actually fucking get into it.
Yeah. I do have a slightly Tyson Fury, not the height, but a slight Tyson Fury-esque vibe, where I have a small head on a wide body.
Aye.
You know, so I can just hide that wee bowling ball. See, away.
I've just fucking
skating off the
I've
top.
Just got a massive gut and a massive head, just two big targets. Like
fight a snowman.
Yeah.
Hit him on the cart.
A bit like a fat one of those kung fu things.
The wee dummy. You should get one of them. And just suck it off. This is what happens when you get attacked.
So you make them like you.
Buy me shoes. Oh, this one, thank
you. I didn't realize you were bringing friends with you.
God. Oh, suck it a minute.
For this shot at all.
It's very exciting. I do feel slightly. I'm just hoping I can actually get in the building to watch it.
You will be yard.
If there's no seats front row and I can't wear my fur coat and my trilby,
I reckon.
Tell someone I'm your fucking masseuse.
Turn up with black gloves on top of Vaseline. Well, I'm here to finger somebody.
I'm here to wank a boys off.
Somebody says you need somebody in the ring. So here I am.
World is set up. I'll get a fucking leather waistcoat on and pretend I'm like Stitch from the old UFC.
Aye.
Get my name on the back.
Do you want to be my hype man as Barry the Blender?
It's giving you terrible advice. You should. Are you allowed to play up the certain? Like, is there? See, when you're doing like a boxing thing like that, is there weird insurance or weird things you have to go through?
I have no idea. I think.
Like, could you for the piss take just crack open a beer between rounds?
In the when I saw the guys doing it over in England, Kai Humphries and all those guys did it a couple of years ago. Matt Reed was telling me he was drinking gin and tonics out of a can before he got into the ring. So yeah, definitely. Like me and McCarney's fight, absolutely.
Be funny just to bust open a fucking.
I had said the recording one. I was pissed.
2 liter strongbow.
And I was like, but would it be class of halfway through the second round, we just get whoever's in fucking charge of the music to play Apache, like jump on it, and we just do that fucking.
Dance
and then start fighting again. Because I wanted to have. I haven't had the time to think of like how much fucking crack you could have.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
He's too. You're in the fucking zone.
Aye. And the rest of them, I think the.
What's your walk-in music?
Bad Motherfucker, obviously.
Oh yeah. Stupid question.
Aye.
Do you have a fight name?
I've an idea. I've loads of them.
Hit me with them. We'll sort it out here live.
So do you know in Rocky 1 when they're bringing out Apollo Creed and the guy's actually getting bored reading the names out?
I haven't seen any Rocky.
Have you not seen Rocky? Right. So there's a bit in that where like, final fight of the movie, Apollo Creed's champion of the world, and they're reading out his nicknames, and there's fucking 20 of them. I'm like, I want to do that. To like the Count of Monte Bisto.
Bisto?
Just gravy?
Yeah.
Because I'm fat enough.
Oh, I thought you meant it's in the movie. No, what's no. That? Like
in the movie, he's the Count of Monte Fisto.
It's even worse.
It was going to be like, I just think we followed through reading something like, he's a heartbreaker, a jawbreaker, a 24/7 skin flicker.
Do you wear a wee vest or do you go in tits out?
He's wore a wee vest, I.
He's wore a wee vest.
But I bought a wee vest. I bought a vest and shorts, and my girlfriend put the shorts on. My girlfriend went, "You can't leave the house in them." And I went, "Why?" And she went, "I can see your entire helmet."
Me sulky, boys.
I just kept poking me in my dick. And I was more annoyed. I was more annoyed that I couldn't block her, and I've been boxing for 6 weeks. I can't stop.
She's so
like,
quick.
Just like my dad tickles me.
He gets me in the helmet every time.
He doesn't
time.
Do it there, man.
Not with his hand either.
Oh. So it's Kung Fu Machine.
That's exciting. I'm excited.
I can't wait. But it's like but it's fucking flew in because like we did know about it before Christmas, but then there was just loads of lineup changes and we're trying to get venues sorted and all that sort of shit. So I think if we do it again next year, it'll be great to fucking. Because realistically, you should be training for it for about 4 months,
mm-hmm.
and we've had about 5 weeks.
Right.
So if you did it again in a year,
I'll be legit
fucking jacked, like
legit fight night.
Imagine anybody trying to fucking heckle if you've been training for a year.
Yeah.
Oh shit, come on up.
One of. Yeah, well, that'd be good. You could do more than one a year, surely.
Oh, yeah.
Do a Christmas one.
That could be an idea.
Mm. I'll do that one.
Because all the big gigs are sort of October, November, aren't they?
Yeah. Do like that in between Christmas and New Year.
Just before Christmas.
And then you go nuts.
Yeah.
Class. Everyone'll just be coming in fucking absolutely jacked.
Because it sold out that fucking quick. You could probably do it in the SSE next time.
Oh, they should have, yeah. Do you know what I mean? They easily could.
Because I think that was the thing.
11,000 seats.
Aye. When it first got booked, Jesus, we were like, fuck, where do we do this? And then it sold out before the fucking fake press conference started. So you could absolutely do it again, I think, I would say.
I'm excited. Any other crack? Is that all you've been up to?
No, just fucking pads.
Just fighting, so that fight life. My old game bred dog now.
Training camp, no, I mean. No riding.
That's me training now.
That's me half it.
Have you changed your diet or lifestyle?
So the last 3 weekends I've been doing the stand comedy clubs. Uh-huh. So Monday to fucking Friday morning, I'm an athlete.
Yeah.
And then I get left in a hotel room for 2 days. I'm like, I'm getting pissed.
You're the Dennis Rodman of boxing.
Thank you.
Did you watch The Last Dance?
I didn't.
He was very much just like, listen, if you want me to perform in this court,
I need to wee bit of fucking meat.
Right. That's it. Here, listen. It's a circle of life, baby.
I've definitely had a fucking way too many wanks in the past weekend.
Are you supposed to be abstaining?
I don't know if you are you? I know, like, is it Raging Bull? What do you call him?
I don't think there's...
Rocky Marciano? No.
Ray Liotta.
It's Robert De Niro.
Rocky Marciano.
Was Rocky Marciano, wasn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
Sure he was raging if he wasn't getting the ride.
Uh-huh.
Fucking fighting 3 times a year and all
that. I don't think there's any science behind that.
I think it's bollocks, isn't it?
It's something to do with
your
bollocks.
If anything, you should have your balls completely drained so you don't get hit in them. Do you know what I mean? There's no point walking in that ring with two big swollen plums.
My plums are swollen with a bluish hue. The plum juice running down my chin. I said, let the boy watch. Let the boy watch. Like same way my father and his father before him.
Eastbound and Down season 2.
Dick slapping is my game. That's my game. No, I don't know if there's any science behind that. Because you're supposed to like build up your fucking aggression or whatever. But I don't think that makes any sense.
You're going to fuck somebody in
the you would to get these fucking
gloves off. If you bend over, I'm going to fucking ready.
You need to get them shield up your arse.
That's when they make them wear them big plastic nappies. So the boners don't come out.
But if you were training, like,
so imagine you fucking hadn't had the ride in a year, and then ding ding round one, and that girl with the big ditties walks out of the guard. You'd be all, hey,
Jordan Robinson,
these fucking things off me.
There is like highlights of that from the UFC, you know, where like someone's in the corner get water poured in their head, and then the ring girl comes in, like, some Brazilian dude, you know, some fucking absolute horn dog, right. And he's just like blood pissing out his face. God damn.
Hey, mummy. Hey, do you want to come back to my house?
Hey, sexy lady.
Who was it
sexy
I watched?
Sexy gal.
Who was it I watched? Was it Overeem got his lip split?
Aye, that was a disaster.
Yeah,
that was a fucking rank.
Because my fucking algorithm's now just all fucking fighting and boxing. And I've never seen that in slow motion before. When you see whoever, who was he fighting?
I can't remember who he's fighting.
When you see him hit him in the mouth and you see a bit of his lip swing up past the guy's hand.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, ugh.
There's so many horror stories in the UFC. Like, there was one of the guys walking back to the corner and the coach comes over with a towel and he goes, what's in my eye? Something in my eye? And he goes, it's your eyelid.
Jesus
like
Christ.
He cut it like that and it had fell forward over his eye like that. And they were just like,
bit of chewing gum on that.
Just put that back up in there. Stick it up in there. It's fucking grim. Like.
Fucking hell.
Absolutely.
That's a different level of, like, the amount of just gross looking injuries you can get in UFC.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Because it's all fingers and elbows and fucking all sorts of shit. Did you ever see the
butts
and dicks and vaginas and rubbing together? Did you ever see the fucking Rory McDonald and your other boy whose name I can't remember? Why can't I remember his name? It's like a really, it's a famous image. I'll show you the fucking picture. But he basically like, let me see, McDonald. If you'd be away, Mick.
No, you're right.
Rory McDonald, Canadian mixed martial artist. I met him at the Odyssey.
Did you?
When it was out of my mind, pished. Let me see. He fought fucking... forget the name. There's this like famous picture here where like they were going into like the last round and he's staring across the cage.
Jesus Adam Christ.
Like that there.
It's every
like
a, hole in his head's bleeding.
It's like a fucking horror movie.
That's terrifying.
And he just kept fighting. And then eventually like Robbie Lawler, that's who he's fighting. But eventually he just, it's not like he got knocked out or whatever, but basically he'd been hit so many times that his body just was like, his nervous system just went like, no. And he kind of flopped to the ground and the other guy won. But it's fucking, it looks like a fucking butcher's bench.
Oh, man.
Brutal.
I seen one recently, it was, I don't think it was UFC, but where a guy soccer kicked somebody. So he beats the fuck out of him, knocks him out, and while the guy's falling, he just fucking booted him in the head. So you see him like, you see him out sitting like that, and then just go stiff. And because he fucking, like, he did a soccer kick, the other guy won.
Yeah.
And I remember watching that being like, it must feel shit to be standing there being like, oh yeah, I get the win on this one, but only because he beat the fuck out of it. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but if you watch like Pride FC, you know, like from like fucking Japan and all, you were allowed to like soccer kick people in the head. So people's game plan was just like trip him or do something, push him over, and then just
jump on his head
and kick the fuck out of him.
I seen them.
Pride was wild.
There was a Pride one, I think it was Pride.
Nose test for steroids, and they told you.
Seriously?
I think the contract said something like, BTW, we do not, you know, test for the following. And everyone's like, very cool.
Fucking hell, that's nuts. I seen one where it was, I think it was Pride, but it was, because there was no weight division Pride either, was it? It was like, you would have had like fucking...
Well, but there were very big weight divisions. You know what I mean? It was like, you know, heavyweight went from like fucking 200 pounds to whatever the fuck you wanted.
Aye. Because there was one I saw, it was a black guy, you could tell he was a fucking, an insanely good Muay Thai fighter, fighting this, like just this big fat Samoan cunt.
Yeah.
And the guy's like 7 foot something.
Yeah.
And there was a point where he's just rattling these kicks into the guy's fucking side, and he's just doesn't feel a fucking thing.
He's fall over on him.
Aye. And the Muay Thai guy eventually knocked him out, but it took fucking ages, like, because you're just hitting meat. Do you know what I mean?
Sure, and I left.
Just like punching a duvet.
I was insane. Sure, your guy Fedor Emelianenko fought, what's his name? Hong Man Choi, who was like a Korean with fucking gigantism or something. So he was about 8 foot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then eventually your man fell on him, and it was like me falling on Eddie. Just and then your guy Fedor fucking armbarred him. But he was like his whole body was the length of this cunt's arm, and he's just like, ah!
Fucking hell.
He's savage. He's my fitspiration. He's my fucking, we've googled him before on this podcast, but he's there's obviously very impressive looking athletes, and then you see this guy who literally looks like he fucking is a builder. Aye. You know, just like some fella that he knocked the cunt out of everyone. Well, we watch this while it's open.
Yeah, what is it?
North Korean soldiers smash bricks in combat display, since we're in the fight talk.
Jesus Christ.
Why does that sound like you're playing Jordan Robinson backwards?
Doesn't it? You know what's really weird? When you said, I thought you said Jordan Peterson.
It's bloody awful.
Oh, tyrannical society.
I thought I was going to fall there.
The reflex. That would have been a great clip.
Tyrannical society.
Douche.
In fact, it's worse than falling off a chair. Worse than you can imagine. Aaron
Fist, protect the country.
Oh, he's whacking him.
Walk away.
Look at this guy! Look at this guy! The price of fucking materials these days, too, is by smashing bricks. Ayo! I could have done with them boys in our bathroom the other week when it was getting stripped out. Just karate chopping fucking. What about Kim Jong-un just fucking sitting there like, not a fuck given.
Do it again. Do it again.
He lost pile of weight too, didn't he?
He is looking well now, apparently.
Are you going for the foot? Oh, look at this. The old put the metal stick between your throat. Is that what your back looks like at the minute, Mike? It's like that.
It's not far off,
isn't it? Not dissimilar.
No. I mean, there's still a load of fat around the bottom of it.
Look at the stance on this motherfucker.
That's such a weird fucking Donald Trump.
That's fucking, that's all in North Korea though, isn't it? It's all showing off, and then in reality they're all like eating grass.
I think, yeah. I'd, North Korea is the kind of place I'd love to go to just to go, oh, imagine you got to North Korea and it was grand.
Yeah, but I don't think it is.
I don't think, I know, but I would, imagine you got there and they're like, maybe they give you the Dennis Rodman experience. She's like, it's, everybody's just...
Did you ever watch the, it? Did you ever watch the Vice one where your guy Shane, whatever his name was, went? And he goes, they were trying to show off, so they're bringing him into these like big elaborate fucking dining rooms. And but he goes, like, they were just serving you like 8 variations of mush. Because they don't have any food or anything, so they're just like, oh, the very nice place. And then they'll be like, eat this porridge. And then they'll be like, oh, here's another type of porridge. With the, like, we're just serving them shite. Because they're like, we actually don't have any food. We're eating children.
Fucking hell.
Do you ever like that podcast that Rogan had had your girl on who escaped North Korea?
I keep
it was watching. Fucking nuts. She was going like, she's like, you can walk down the street and it is normal. Like, she didn't know that it wasn't normal for people to not be just dying on the street and being eaten by rats.
Fucking hell.
Like, she's just like, oh, that's just part of life, you know, like, you know, just, you know, well, that person's, you know, come to the end of their run there and the rats are just getting torn into him.
Jesus Christ.
And she's like, it's okay, I just... And then some horrific story about them walking through the snow for fucking weeks and trying to keep a baby warm. Chaos.
Fuck me.
Hashtag I mean, not good.
It's not that weird. I'm from Lurgan.
I know. I'd kill for a rat.
I tell you what, fuck me. I'd let a rat hit me. No, I'm not the right nature. Very sad. Rats, sir? You mean fucking... Nah, rats is what you call them too, in front of
hit the rat clean off you. Somebody... who calls their family the... Who sent me this? Someone tell me. Some bastard saying I look like this cunt again.
You're no screaming. The vision's left inside me.
You don't?
No.
You absolutely don't.
I've had a lot. Can I show you this, actually? This is in a DM. That I'll have to send this to Niall to pull up. Somebody, you know, Big Bear?
Did he send you that too? I was just about to fucking show you the same photo.
So for the audio listeners, there is... Someone has had the fucking scene from 300 painted in the back of this gym. But why is it your face? Why is it your face, though? Like, is that not supposed to be Jared Butler? And then I've just got...
It's fucking me. It's me.
Like, I'm Mickey in the fucking background.
I love it.
This is...
I'm going to get...
This is Lorgan. This is fucking Agima. This is Spar.
Two for a pound.
Meat pack.
It's
300.
It's one of the ones where you go, that looks like that was done on purpose.
Aye, like,
do you know what I mean? It doesn't look like it was...
Like, if they were trying to do Jared Butler and they fucked it up,
aye,
they've just landed... I mean, the rest of it seems like good enough painting. And then the face, they've just went sort of a jack.
Aye, back. It's like he ran out of something, just went laugh.
I know a fella. We'll get sued if it's Jared Butler. Sure, Mickey wouldn't mind.
He'd be over the mountain. He's a pecs on him.
Get his fucking face up, wouldn't they? Somebody sent me... we've got some questions here, but someone sent me a question, said, Colin spotted in Lurgan a few weeks ago. Did you get out alive? I did.
You didn't call past for a couple of times.
Well, we were supposed to meet up, but then I thought I was going to be in and out at a meeting, but right. I was doing a whole sit down and fucking get... You know, make a website thing.
Keys the city and all
that. Keys the city, sign a few documents, you know, taste local cuisine.
Do you get sausage today?
Did I got nothing? I was starving. Should have called in yours for... Yeah, it was... spotted, though? Spotted?
Aye.
Or was I just in Lurgan? You know what I mean?
It's
like, I was in Lurgan sneaking about. Aye. I seen you.
Fucking... Did you again?
I seen you.
Did you scuttle between bins? There he is, there he is. Shh, everybody listen. Maybe you'll see Colin get it. And Lurgan. Look at him there. Look. Shh. There he is. Fuck it up. Look at him.
Oh my god, he's going in the subway.
Okay, go on.
Surprise, surprise.
Fucking, he used to come. Look at him. He's trying to find Fire Dogs. He's not there anymore.
See, if I wasn't married, I would be having a Fire Dogs every time I passed Lurgan.
It's not there anymore. I know, I found it the hard way too. Went down my raging hangover to Chippy now.
Fuck's sake.
Chippy's class though.
Every time I, like, we would drive past, you know, Maureen would be in the car and I'm like, what do you want to get for dinner? And I'd be like, get a fryer tux. And she'd be like, no, I hate that. I'm not eating in there.
Women don't like fryer tux.
What is that?
I'm telling you.
What the fuck is wrong with women?
I haven't fucking been in a relationship where they were like, oh, this is really nice. And I'm like, this fryer tux is the shit.
Why do they not like fryer tux?
I don't get it.
Why do they not like
fryer tux? Probably something to do with their bloody vaginas or something.
Fucking toxic masculinity and all.
Fucking bleeding all over the place.
The patriarchy.
You tell me you don't like fryer tux. I don't like the way you fucking shit.
Don't say anything about it.
Why do you just speak your mind? Like, I tell you what I don't like is the way you make me feel about how I, about myself, which is happy. Put your top back on. Don't
be checking. What's wrong with you? What is that though?
I know, I don't
know. Maureen was legit. Like, the way she's the guy with IKEA food, where she'll be like, well, get me something in IKEA. And I'm like, I'd rather eat the fucking leaflets at the door.
I'd
like,
rather eat a Schergenfurk, yeah, which is a 3-piece suite.
But like, she's the same with fryer tux. I'm like, this would be very handy if we could just eat out of here.
Aye.
And she's just, and she's like, no.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's the problem?
But eat the chips. We'll go to McDonald's in a heartbeat.
Oh.
Doing.
Maureen's favourite thing now is she goes, I don't usually like insert thing, and then goes ahead and eats it.
Yeah.
I don't usually like fryer tux, but I have had it four times this week.
Yeah.
I don't usually drink red wine, but here we are in the fourth bottle.
I definitely think there's a thing that women can do where they can go, like, the thing about me is I'm a real go-getter, and you're like, well, it's 2:30 and you're on the sofa, so go and get fucking washed, you smelly cunt.
I'm a go-getter, and by that I mean I know what I want, but you go get her.
Yeah.
You go get it.
Yeah. I'm a go-getter, but not a pay for or look for.
Oh, fuck. You know what I mean? Fucking good job you can box, lad.
I edit that out.
Of all the shit you've ever said on a podcast at one time, can you see that bit I said about
I saw a fucking bit. Oh my god, is it Dana? There's Dana Gould and there's Dana Carvey, right?
Which one? Say Dana White slapping his wife.
Which one's in Wayne's World? Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey's in Wayne's World.
Right, so Dana Gould.
Yeah,
right,
is the one with black hair, like a wee nerd.
Yeah, yeah, but he looks like a fat Dana Carvey. Now that they're older.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. I saw a clip of him doing a bit about, he goes, Hitler was married for a day and he killed himself. Like, all the shit he went through in one day of marriage, and he was like, fuck that. Because you can just imagine fucking 6 hours after the wedding, Eva Braun's like, you called this a bunker?
He fucking puts a cyanide pill. Take my tablets.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Did you see the video with Dana White slapping his wife?
No.
Did he? I'm not gonna play it, but yeah, there was like someone was felt, he was obviously at a club in like New Year's or something.
Right.
In like Mexico or something. And you know, the two of them are steaming, and someone's filming like across a, you know, like they're on a balcony across a dance floor, if you know what I mean. Someone's filming and there two of them are rocking about or whatever, and the wife slaps him and he just goes and fucking hits him right back. And then the next week has a company that like UFC slap thing.
Fuck!
Like, you're like, is it the best promo ever? Or did he just be like...
He just wanted a fryer tux, man.
He's like, well, let's get a fryer tux. He's like, it's weird. I don't like a taste. Shut up.
It's bacon, cheese, and chicken, bitch.
What's that a like? Coats on the side.
It's all the four food groups. Chips and gravy.
And carbs and burger. Fucking stupid. But like that's how much... You know, if you're like rich and famous and you get in a bit of trouble, all you need to do is give it a week and no one gives a fuck. Because he literally was like, he came out in the thing and they were like, you know, should you step down from the UFC for a while? And he goes, all of suspension is going to do is hurt the fighters. He goes, doesn't matter if I'm at home or if I'm here.
Aye.
It's like, I've already done it. He goes, the punishment is me walking around for the rest of my life. People going, you hit your wife.
Aye. And is she still with him? She didn't leave or anything or fucking?
She didn't die. You know, she's, I think they're still... But here's the thing, they probably smack the shit out of each other all the time.
There's couples like that. There's definitely couples who just beat the fuck out of each other.
Get a few drinks in each other and fucking slap each other up.
Just fucking stand in different corners of the living room.
Aye, fucking greasing up and all. But then literally the next week he had that company where they're just like, you know that shit where they stand in front of each other.
And
just
go, that.
What's the point of that?
I do not get it. I've watched a few of them where I'm like, oh, this is class to watch. But I've seen too many where you go, that's fucking brain damage you just received.
Oh, yeah. Like, when they get knocked out and they give it all this shit here, like, that's severe brain trauma.
I haven't watched much of it, but I like the idea of the one that Baz Rutten kind of commentates over, where it's like they were wearing karate bottoms, black belts, no tops.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it's like a very 80s version of the UFC.
Yeah. I think that's nice.
Yeah.
Get that E.
Oh, that didn't even cover my mouth.
This is a demon.
Disgusting.
I don't get that point in your life.
But yeah, it's just going to get the point where people are so good at it that it's like if you flip the coin, whoever gets the wins the coin toss.
Coin toss?
Is going to win. Because you're like, you get the first goal and you're like, well, all I've been doing is slapping for 4 months.
Aye.
Just fine.
That's I.
See that guy with the swollen head?
I saw that one. It was fucking terrifying.
And then he gets smacked and he clears. He's like, the guy hit me in the head? Not even on the cheek. Cheeks out of there. Unbelievable.
Where's that? Is that like an army thing that started or where the fucking. The first time I ever saw that was like weird fucking Russian. Like,
but they're doing all sorts now. They're doing jiu-jitsu in a car. So the two people sit on either seat and then like. You put the seatbelt on and they're like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And they take a seatbelt off and fucking try to tag each other. You're like, are they going to take bets on fight? Like, what's next? Slippy dance floor fight or something? Like, welcome to skip fights. We're going to fight beside a skip. Yeah. Like, just where fights
welcome
happen.
Welcome to tennis, Russian roulette.
Yeah.
Fucking hit yourself in the head with a ball.
Yeah, that might be a new thing. Welcome.
You
to,
proud of me, mama?
Welcome to actual Russian roulette.
Fuck I.
Sponsored by Monster. Sponsored by Prime Energy Drinks.
Welcome to Wacky Wags. Or whatever the fucking video.
Welcome to Russian roulette. But they've got a Ukrainian flag on it. Support the
flag. Russian roulette for Ukraine. This guy.
That's fucking insane.
Where else could you have a fight that they could monetize it?
Welcome back to Domestic Violence Live. This guy versus this girl in the kitchen.
With these two people standing said fire tucks. Round one.
With a knife each. Oh, fucking nightmare.
Have you tried a Prime? Can you get a Prime energy drink over here? People are going absolutely nuts for it.
It's just it's hard to find. I think it's just sold out everywhere.
That's another thing that I just go turn the world off when I saw that, like,
why is it
when Aldi started stalking them. And did you see the video somewhere in England where, like, an old guy went in, must have been before Christmas, and, like, literally was taking bottles of this out of a kid's hand?
Yeah.
And you go, over what? And I bet it's going to taste like all energy drinks.
Yeah.
Too sweet, wee bit weird. Have a coffee, grow up.
But, I mean, is that, I didn't realise Logan and
KSI,
I didn't know they had that much pull.
It's made 250 million profit this year.
Since Jesus
because it's nothing. You know, it's just fucking juice with a bottle.
Right.
Like the markup, 100 quid.
But I remember, like, the first time I'd ever heard of
it would have to make you ejaculate the second you drink it for me to, you know what I mean?
Aye. And yeah, usually energy drinks just make me need a shit.
Aye. Be a dear shit you ever had.
New Year's Eve, man. I took the scoots.
Oh, yes.
After booking in the Grand Central.
Yeah.
I spent the entire night just shitting in the hotel.
Do you say you wipe your hole in a face cloth?
No. But I had to throw a face cloth out.
Last time I was...
Didn't say I was wiping my hole.
You connect the dots. I did. Did I tell you last time I was staying in the Grand Central, someone just knocked the door and I opened it and they were like, oh, it is you, you know, we see your name, but oh, my son's a big fat. And I was like, is this...
Did they work there or were they
But I was just like, is this legal?
Well, you were out. No, we were in your laptop bag and realised it was you. You know what I mean?
You smelled your knickers now.
And he's running around like Bane with his knickers in your head.
That fucking is fire blender. Barry, where's Thomas? You fucking baldy here.
Oh, you are in the bath? Sorry, I just was coming in here. It's not the first erection I've seen today, don't worry about it. Why are you choking yourself anyway?
Hugo Duncan's down the hall for 2 seconds.
Why have you a snooker ball in your mouth? Right. Anyway, can you sign this for my son? what's that? A back support with a handle out the front? Anyway,
so we hang that out the front with your phone signal, no?
What's all that slippery tubes of stuff of your wee skin condition anyway here? I have a Fire Blender t-shirt. Can you sign that for me?
Where's Thomas?
My whole family work for me in this cleaning company here.
How long we talk for? There's 55 minutes.
1 hour 5 minutes.
Are you shitting me? Right.
Will you fuck up, dude?
We got loads of questions.
That's a lot to take in my headphones.
Shut up.
Activated my autism.
That's, you got fucking brain damage from the boxing there. Ask Mickey if the highlight of his comedy career is the 50th anniversary concert on Friday.
Oh my God.
What's that?
So my old form teacher asked me to do a gig at the school's 50th anniversary. And I think I'm the only comedian on the bill. And I'm going on at 11 o'clock at night after music all night.
Well, good luck.
Yeah.
Is it £10,000 they're paying?
No, it's absolutely for free. Because
sure, fake an injury, tell him you have a bad rib.
He got me drunk the day before Christmas Eve, and I was like, fuck, different hand, mate, don't worry about it.
What does he think about the Lurgan list? What's that?
I don't really know.
Is it a paper?
I think it's... it's a paper, it should be a paper. I think it's something to do with a man who was murdered in the park recently. I think there's... So I'm not going to get into that.
It's general banter. Dark banter.
Yeah.
Would you fuck up too about Yellowstone? I can't get into it. Well, let me tell you something, Aaron. You're fucking wrong, bro. You're absolutely wrong. Have you ever noticed everyone from Lauren has the same nose? Nope.
I haven't noticed
that their noses are weird enough to be the same.
Aye. If you kept your nose out of people's business?
What are you doing a lot? That's Mick Conlon too. Jesus Christ. Have you watched Physical 100 on Netflix?
Nope.
What is it?
It's like fucking Squid Game, but for athletes. They did something similar years ago, like that fucking, remember the documentary with the CrossFit Games? It looks something like that. Do you know what I have been watching a wee bit of? Is Chris Hemsworth's Limitless.
Great.
Fucking phenomenal. Great.
Yeah. I hate how fucking dead on he is when he's that hot. You know, he's just like a fucking guy.
I've just been walking about talking as him.
Yeah, you can't.
Like, yeah, I'm Chris Hemsworth and I was in Thor. So, I'm going to go allegedly jump later.
This cunt's telling me I'm only allowed to eat one bit of salmon for the next fucking 5 days.
Thankfully, there's juice in this noodle. So, yeah. Thor.
Yeah. Even in water that's freezing, my cock is big. So
I jumped into an empty pool with my hands and feet tied together, and three mermaids sucked me off.
Yeah. I could barely breathe from the ejaculation.
In a private swimming pool. That they walked here, which is impossible for mermaids, but you know, I'm sure. So, yeah.
Yeah. They filled a pickup with water, got here, to suck me off. Blessed.
I woke up this morning, I'm so hot, I was sucking myself off. Because it's just a reflex on my body.
Athletic and flexible, so possible. Do you want to grab this hammer? What about that guy Ross?
Bet you can't pick it up.
This guy Ross Edgley, the guy that's coaching him.
Oh,
They threw like a bit of, I've seen him on like Rogan and I've seen a bunch of stuff he did, but he's like swam around Britain. He swam around like the mainland of the UK, and then one challenge he did, he's like, oh, he swam from here to here with like quite literally just a piece of wood attached to him, like a rope and a log, and he swam fucking,
people are fucking,
and the wetsuit was like eating into his neck, and there was the one I watched where it took him 3 months, I don't know, he swam the whole way around the UK and he had so much salt water in his mouth that he got onto the boat one night and just peeled the top of his tongue off, and
God,
and he had to eat like some crazy amount of calories every day, and he was getting on the boat shivering, and just it was like, you know, like porridge and peanut butter and pasta and fucking everything, and he just got in his mouth and then back in the water.
Fucking
dirty cunt. Fucking disgusting.
Yeah, his fucking tongue was Thor.
Thor as fuck.
Couldn't speak or eat or anything.
So Thor he could barely eat.
Because of all the salt water. I've got a limit for you. Lick the top of your mouth. Can you? Stupid bastard.
Thor, she could barely walk. Anyway.
Thor, rag and a rock. It's me. They've got a rag and a rock. And they both want to fuck me. So.
Surprise, surprise. Now, grease my tits.
I've got a new movie coming out. It's called Thor, Glove and Chunder. Me, Chris Hemsworth as Thor, and I throw up in a glove. So yeah,
every day I walk into my brothers and I'm like, how does it feel to be the shit ones? That's what I say to their face. They can't do anything.
Sometimes I look at my mum's cunt and I say, that's never looked as good as when I was coming at it.
Oh, so many questions. I can't get through all these. Will we just finish on one hot one?
Yeah, go for it.
If you could only wank to one category of porn the rest of your days, what would it be and why?
Chad, sorry.
straight.
Yeah, daddies.
Daddies.
Daddies that are daddies that are daddies. It would probably be, it would be just big fat milk slick.
There we are. Join us next week when we'll be back with some hack hunt. we gotta go. We gotta go. Cheers for listening, guys. Thanks for coming on, Michael.
Thanks very much.
Thanks now.
Up the raw.
Oh,
that was squizzled.
That was so good, man.
Some hack.
Oh, full sweat on.
Oh my god, that was brilliant.
Oh.